More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Obama FBI official has now come out. I said Obama. I didn't say Trump. I didn't say Bush. I said Obama. FBI official has now come out and blown the whistle saying this. The terror watch list numbers coming across the southern border are, quote, 10 times what bothered me when I was in office. That is the new warning coming from a former Obama FBI official. I want you to hear this on Fox News Channel as he says the number of illegals coming across the border on the FBI terror watch list is something that everyone should be terrified of happening in this country, which is another terrorist attack. Now, before I play this bombshell audio for you, I want to tell you about my good friends at Patriot Mobile. If you're like me and you are sick and tired of giving your money to woke companies, you've got to make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Let me explain why. Because every time you make a phone call, every single time you pay your bill, every time you send a text, you are actually standing up for what you believe in. Because 5% of your bill every month goes back to support conservative causes. And that's why Patriot Mobile was created, to fight back. You may not realize this, but Big Mobile, the company you're probably with right now, gives massive donations to Planned Parenthood and to Democratic causes and candidates running for local, state, national, and even the presidential election cycle. Don't give your money to companies that hate your values. Switch to Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all the major networks that you're using right now, which means you get the same exact coverage you're accustomed to without funding the agenda of the woke left. And when you switch to Patriot Mobile, they support free speech, religious freedom, and the sanctity of life, as well as the Second Amendment, with every single dollar every time you pay your bill. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. You can call them and switch 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Plus, you'll get free activation when you use the promo code BEN when you check them out. Don't forget it. Promo code BEN, free activation, 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/BEN. Now, I want you to listen to this audio from Fox News Channel where this former Obama FBI official is warning America you should have sleepless nights right now over what is happening in real time with terrorists coming across our southern border. This has nothing to do with illegal immigrants. This has to do with national security. Listen.
And if security concerns along the border were not already sky high, let's bring in Tim Healy, former director of the Terrorist Screening Center. You were part of a group of former FBI officials who sent a letter to congressional leaders. What did you want to warn them about?
Dana, the issues. Let me talk very briefly, just a couple quick points. Point one is that they're classifying us as intelligence officers, and we're not. You know, we're FBI agents. Intelligence officers do assessments. We don't do this. It wasn't an assessment. This was reporting the facts. So The other thing that I want to point out is it's 10 people. If you're in the FBI and you look at these 10 people, it's a very diverse group. It's a very diverse group because we have different specialties. You have folks that were, you know, the head of the criminal division. You have folks that were the head of intelligence. You have folks that were head of CI. And so this problem that we looked at was a tremendous concern. And I was the director of the Terror Screening Center. So, you know, a criminal guy looks at this and says, there's 90,000 people that are getting in that are murderers and rapists and dopers. There's 30,000 Chinese nationals that are coming in. You've got a former Customs Border, you know, commissioner that comes up and says, in the last 36 months, there was 8.9 million the people that came in. And then you've got the intel guy that says, hey, look, the demographics of this group has changed. It used to be kids and family members. Now it's adult males. And so 65% of it's adult males. Mm-hmm. And so we looked at this and were extremely concerned about, does anybody get this? And then from my perspective at the Terror Screening Center, the last 3 years, you had 336, you know, known or suspected terrorists arrested between entry points and the southern border. If you take, you know, the past 4 years, you know, fiscal year 17, 18, 19, and 20, you had 14. So that caused us, you know, from my perspective, you know, sleepless nights. So that's why we wrote the letter to Congress to say, hey, do you guys know this is going on? And this is a concern that we've got.
So Bill Malusian is where Griff Jenkins was over the weekend. He wrote this yesterday on X saying that in addition to the influx of Chinese, Fox encountered three Syrian men in Hukumba. They will receive additional screening when they are processed because Syria is designated by the U.S. as a state sponsor of terror. Okay, fine. So they are going to get screened.
Right.
What about the ones who are getting through the gotaways who we have no idea where they are?
Well, the 1.8 million got away. So one of the individual that we have that you know, that used to be, you know, with Border Protection, he's concerned about the gotaways, but he's also concerned with the numbers, the volumes. So when you take a look at all of the people that we've got that we know about, then you've got 1.8 million of people that we don't know about. So my question is how many of those gotaways, you know, were part of the Terror Screening Center? It's part of the watch list. I've got to just share with you, when I was the director of the Terror Screening Center, I had a program, I called it the Gold Program. And every day I was briefed on the encounters. We averaged 100 encounters a day. And I'd have them highlight in gold the ones that weren't, you know, that weren't pending FBI cases. We'd average one or two a month. So maximum 12 to 24. And I was concerned about those 24 because those were encountered in the U.S., typically by law enforcement officers, unknown to the FBI. That's somebody that's on the watch list, unknown to us. Mm-hmm. So I was concerned about those 24 and made sure the FBI was working those cases. Now there's 336. So, and then plus the gotaways.
Plus, yeah, that
so
we know of.
It's a significant problem.
Now let's break down a couple of things that this former Obama administration official said. Quote, from my perspective at the Terror Screening Center, that's now where he works, the last 3 years, you've had 336 known or suspected terrorists arrested between entry points in the southern border. If you take the past 4 years before that, the fiscal year 17, 18, 19, and 20, you had a total of 14 terrorists. Well, that is when Donald Trump was president. Known terrorists or suspected terrorists that came across the southern border that we caught. 14. Biden becomes president, that number jumps to 336. So that caused us, from my perspective, as he described it, sleepless nights. He then added, when I was the director of the Terror Screening Center, I had a program. I called it the Gold Program. And every day I was briefed on the encounters, meaning encounters with domestic terrorists, or those on the terrorist watch list, I should say, coming across the southern border. We average 100 encounters a day, and I've have them highlight in gold, so the ones that aren't pending FBI cases. He said we'd average one or two a month, so maximum 12 to 24. And he says, I was concerned just about those 24. I was concerned because those were encountered in the U.S., typically by law enforcement officers known to the FBI. That's somebody that's on this watch list, unknown to us, so I'm concerned about those 24 and made sure the FBI was working those cases. He says now, and this is again an Obama administration official saying this, now there are 336 plus, as he describes it, the gotaways. What is a gotaway? If you don't know, I'll explain it as quickly as I can. It's someone that comes across the southern border and is not encountering law enforcement. We know they came across. We didn't catch them. We couldn't catch up to them. They got away. Those are what a gotaway is. So we've caught 336 who are on the terrorist watch list or believed to be terrorists coming across the southern border. That does not count any of the gotaways. And that is, he says, a significant problem because we know that millions and millions are coming across the southern border. Which brings me to the second piece of audio I want to play for you. And this is how bad it is at the southern border, just to give you a perspective of where we are right now. And it's gotten worse over the last several weeks. Listen.
The border disaster continuing to shift toward the west following the stricter security measures taken by Texas. Now, a small town near San Diego is emerging as a hotspot for migrants from around the world who are treating the border as an open door. Bill Malusian is live in Hukumba, California for us. Bill?
Hey, Jackie, good morning to you. Out here in Hukumba, we're about an hour east of downtown San Diego right now. This is a very remote area that has seen an explosion of illegal crossings from Chinese migrants and Middle Eastern migrants. This is the area the cartel has been pushing them across for some reason. You can see some of them over my shoulder right now, camped out off a major interstate out here, waiting for Border Patrol to pick them up. I'll show you what it looked like out here last night. Take a look at this video. I came out before midnight. There were dozens of these migrants from all around the world who are camping out here with fires. It's chilly out here. Again, waiting for Border Patrol to pick them up. This is right off of Interstate 8 out here in San Diego County, a main thoroughfare. There was not a single Border Patrol agent out here for hours when I was out here. All these people waiting to be picked up, some from China, some from Turkey, some from Central America. They were just waiting. Here's some of what they had to say when I talked to them. Take a listen.
Where are you guys from?
Turkey.
Where are you guys from? De donde son? Ecuador. Where are you guys from?
China.
What city in the U.S. do you want to go to?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, L.A.? Los Angeles, okay.
Now, the number of Chinese have been exploding here at the southern border. This is not normal. Take a look at this graphic right here to put it in perspective. CBP sources telling Fox in the last 4.5 months since October 1st, there have been more than 20,000 Chinese nationals encountered here at our southern border. Compare that to all of fiscal year 2021 when there were only 450 Chinese nationals encountered. That is a more than 4,000% increase in Chinese national encounters in just the last few years. And it is not just from China. Colleague Griff Jenkins caught up with a group of Syrian men out here yesterday. Take a listen.
From Syria.
Syria? English?
So.
Why are you coming to the U.S.? Why come?
Because we love America. And we need a nice style, a nice life.
Yeah. We need a nice life. Okay, if that's the case, then you can apply to become an American citizen. You can apply to come into this country. You can apply for the ability to work in America. You can do it the legal way. There's legal immigration and there's illegal immigration. But you notice when they're talking to these people and this massive influx of people coming from China, what are they coming in? The second question I have to ask is how many of them are coming across are Chinese spies? Are going to be working for the Chinese government. Because imagine if you're China and you can now get people into the United States of America undetected and then they can spy on behalf of the Chinese communist government. If you don't think that's happening, you're an idiot.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This isn't just about people coming across wanting a better life. This is clearly about terrorists coming into this country. The numbers back that up, the warning that was just given to you, and the numbers that the Biden administration admitted of illegal immigrants coming across the southern border that are actually on the terrorist watch list. That's number one. But number two, and I think this is even bigger, is how many people are coming into this country who are stealing intellectual property, who are spying on the United States of America, who may be helping plan other things to undermine the United States of America. You remember Eric Swearin, the congressman who was sleeping with a Chinese spy? How many Chinese spies are coming across the country right now? There's a massive influx, okay, a massive influx of Chinese men and women without children coming across the southern border. So the question that has to be asked is, okay, what are they doing here? Sure, some of them could be coming just for a better life, quote unquote. But how many of them are being brought into this country across the southern border from China, knowing that they could disappear and then steal and spy on the United States of America? How many people from different countries are now coming into this country who are spies? You know, we used to have a pretty tight border here. And so when spies came in, they would usually come in the right way, the normal way, and then they would try to blend in and you would try to, you know, hope that you wouldn't be caught, right? You come across, you'd have a passport, you get a job, yada, yada, yada. That's what we'd seen in the past. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to do that anymore at all. You can come across the southern border and then we never even knew you got here, when you got here, where you've lived since you've been here, or what you've been doing since you got here, because we have no paperwork on you. In fact, what is the number one thing that you find in the bushes where the crossings are? You see the paperwork and the passports of the people coming across the border being thrown into the bushes. They keep their ID until they come to America and they lose their ID. Now, I want you to think about what world we live in. Can you imagine throwing away your passport while breaking into another country so no one actually knows who you really are? Can you think about that? I mean, think about that. Think about what that looks like. Think about what that is. Imagine getting rid of your driver's license when you break into another country. Can you imagine that? I'm serious. Can you imagine that? Like, that's, I know people that have panic attacks over losing their ID or losing their passport. These people are coming into this country and they're losing it on purpose. So when they do fill out paperwork, you can basically say you're anyone you want to say. You can make up a fake name. No one would know it. No one would have a clue. No one would have any idea at all. of what's happening and or what's going on. That is exactly why you just had this warning. And it is a big warning. It is a warning that is to the American people of, hey, I've done this job and I worked in the Obama administration, and I can tell you, we're telling Congress right now, this is something that should keep you up at night. It's not just the financial drain on this country. It is not, okay, just the influx of millions and millions of people breaking into this country that worries me. It is the terrorists and the spies that are coming across our southern border right now. And when they get here, and when they, by the way, go and find people to help them in our government, you know what we're doing? We're giving them money. We're giving them aid. We're giving them free food. We're giving them everything. And by the way, while all this is happening, where's Joe Biden? Out in California. Extortion attempt is another headline I want to make sure you are aware of. It then says, Joe Biden hopes to cut deportations amid migrant crime wave in this country. Quote, a plan by President Joe Biden called an extortion attempt would shield more criminal illegal aliens from deportation, as data shows his Department of Homeland Security has drastically cut interior immigration enforcement, meaning in non-border areas. Biden's White House, we now have been told, is threatening to cut deportations of even the most violent illegal aliens convicted unless Congress approves billions in funding that passes through the Department of Homeland Security before getting handed out to non-governmental organizations known as NGOs, helping facilitate illegal immigration in this country right now. R.J. Honman, president of the National Immigration Center for Enforcement, told the news that the threat from Biden is echoed by the establishment media with claims that DHS needs the billions in funding to enforce federal immigration laws, which is a lie. Quote, this is nothing more than misleading extortion attempt to prolong a self-inflicted invasion that has been compounded by the gutting of interior enforcement. Keep in mind, this is an administration that sought to suspend all deportations for 100 days and propose a mass amnesty on day one. Efforts built upon through the assurance of radical policy memos. So this is now what the president's trying to do. He's also said that Congress gave the Department of Homeland Security more money than the agency requested to fund more detention space for illegal aliens, even as Biden had sought to slash detention space by 30%, purposely trying to make things go in the wrong direction. And this is what the president of the United States is trying to do right now.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to move to something else as well that is happening in Washington. It's not being covered right now, and it's also as important as what we've been talking about with the border, and that is the new lies that are coming out and really the media turning a little bit on Joe Biden because they're now trying to figure out how do we offload Joe Biden. It's like the Hunger Games right now in the Democratic Party. Who's going to survive? And it looks like they're now trying to decide if they should all turn on Joe Biden. The Committee on Oversight and Accountability has put this out on their official .gov website saying this. Joe Biden met nearly every foreign associate that was funneling money to his family in the tune of millions of dollars. And then they write, the Biden family business was, in fact, selling access to Joe Biden around the world. Quote, this past December, the Oversight Committee writes, President Joe Biden lied to the American people when he claimed he did not interact with his family's foreign business associates. Bank records, they say, don't lie. The House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, evidence uncovered through bank records and witness testimonies now proves that Joe Biden interacted with nearly all of his sons, Hunter Biden's foreign business associates. President Biden spoke by phone. He attended dinners. He attended meetings. And he had coffee with his sons' foreign business associates. These individuals included Russian and Kazakhstani oligarchs, a Burisma executive, and Chinese nationals who collectively funneled millions of dollars to his son and his brother and other family members. Joe Biden knew about it, participated in, and most importantly, they say, benefited from his family's corrupt business practices, where he was the product. Devin Archer, a Biden family associate, confirmed during a transcribed interview that Joe Biden was, quote unquote, the brand his son sold around the world. While he was vice president, we're also being told Joe Biden dined with Russian oligarchs and Kazakhstani oligarchs, corrupt people at the highest level, as well as Burisma's corporate secretary at Cafe Milano in Washington, D.C. These dinners occurred as the foreign nationals were collectively paying Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, directly millions of dollars. Then Vice President Joe Biden also met with Jonathan Lee, a Chinese national who was Hunter Biden's associate and wrote a college letter of recommendation for his daughter. So let's talk about the payments. And we're going to start with Kazakhstani oligarchs. Payments to the Biden family, we know for a fact, took place. And what does the paper trail look like? In February of 2014, Hunter Biden met with the Kazakhstani oligarchs at a Washington, D.C. hotel. Fast forward from February to April of the same year, 2014. That same oligarch wired $142,300 to Rosemont Seneca, one of Hunter Biden's shell companies, for funneling money. The next day, the exact same amount was wired out to a car dealership in New Jersey for an expensive sports car for Hunter Biden. Meeting with Joe Biden, Devin Archer has now confirmed to the House Oversight Committee that Joe Biden dined with that oligarch at Cafe Milano in the spring of 2014. Fast forward to the Russian oligarch, Yelena Batyrina. Yelena Batyrina was the wife of the mayor of Moscow, one of Vladimir Putin's best friends. In February of 2014, the Russian oligarch Yelena Batyrina transferred $3.5 million to Rosemont Seneca Thornton, another shell company. Approximately $1 million was transferred to Devin Archer, and the remainder was used to initially fund a new company account. Rosemont Seneca Boa, which Devin Archer and Hunter Biden used to receive other foreign wire transfers. So was there a meeting with Joe Biden when it came to the Russian oligarchs? The answer is yes. Devin Archer also confirmed that Joe Biden dined with Yelena Batyrina, a good friend of Vladimir Putin, at Cafe Milano in the spring of 2014. Move from there to Burisma and the corporate secretary. How much money went to the Bidens? Hunter Biden was placed on the Burisma Board of Directors in the spring of 2014 with an annual minimal salary of $1 million, $80,000 a month. Meeting with Joe Biden, did it happen? The answer is yes. Devin Archer also confirmed that the Board of Directors dined with then-sitting Vice President Joe Biden in the spring of 2015 at his favorite Michelin restaurant, Cafe Milano. Yet again, he was involved. Let's move to China and Jonathan Lee. Payment to the Biden family. Jonathan Lee and Hunter Biden developed a, quote, business relationship during Joe Biden's vice presidency. On July the 26th of 2019, Hunter Biden received a $10,000 wire from Wang Zhen. On August 2nd of 2019, Hunter Biden received a $250,000 wire from Jonathan Lee and Tan Ling. Both wires originating in Beijing, and Joe Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home was listed as the beneficiary address for not one, but both of those wires. Nearly 3 months later, on October the 13th of 2019, Hunter Biden's attorney stated that Hunter received no money from BHR Partners and did not disclose any payments from Jonathan Lee. They lied yet again. But the real question is, did Joe Biden meet with these people from China? Well, they did. In December of 2013, during a vice presidential trip to Beijing, reports indicate that Hunter Biden, shortly after arriving in Beijing on December the 4th, helped arrange for Lee to shake hands with his father in the lobby of the American Delegation Hotel. Devin Archer, a Biden business associate, described how Joe Biden met with Jonathan Lee in Beijing, China, had a phone call with him, and later wrote college recommendation letters for his children to get into prestigious universities in America. Rob Walker, also a Biden family associate who was involved in the Biden business dealings with China and Roman entities, confirmed during a transcribed interview that Joe Biden met with the now missing chairman of CEFC, Ying, as Hunter Biden and his associates then received $3 million from a Chinese entity, CEFC, that they controlled. So let's talk about the chairman of CEFC, Yi. How much money was coming in? Well, the Bidens were getting paid. On March the 1st, 2017, less than 2 months after Vice President Joe Biden left public office, CEFC entity wired $3 million to Rob Walker's account. After the entity wired the Biden associate account the $3 million, the Biden family received $1,065,692 over a three-month period in different shell bank accounts. Not the same account, but different bank accounts. Was there a meeting between the president, the vice president, then Joe Biden? The answer is yes. Joe Biden met 10 different CEFC officials. These are communist Chinese individuals, including the chairman, around the time of the $3 million payment, came in, and guess where they met? On American soil, at the Four Seasons in Washington, D.C. I tell you all of this to let you know that this is how compromised the president of the United States of America is right now by not just the Chinese, but multiple countries around the world. They gave money to the Bidens, and now the question is, how much are they controlling the Bidens? I think it's fair to say the chances that they own them and that they could blackmail them are extremely high. Make sure you share this podcast, please, with your family and your friends, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.